Sue Rimmer, who's sitting just at the very front here, principal of South Thames College, has submitted a question saying, given that each party says it is committed to skills and to supporting UK PLC, how do they think London will be able to respond to the skills needs of the capital, given the recent budget announcement of a 24% cut to the vocational skills budget? Vince.
Well, if that was how the announcement was received, it was horribly misunderstood. The 24% cut to which you refer to is cumulative over the last 5 years. It isn't a forward-looking. Well, it shouldn't be a forward-looking. I would be strenuously opposed to any such reduction. But there has been a significant cut over the last 5 years. It could have been bigger had we not taken the very difficult decisions we took about higher education, which were designed in part to shield further education. But despite the very severe financial pressures we've had, and which would have faced any government, when I came in, the last government were planning 25% cuts in the department, which are skills, higher education and science. Any government would have had to do it. Despite that, we've managed to carve out a significant increase in resources for apprenticeships. I think one of being one of the big success stories. We've doubled the number, with particularly rapid growth in higher and advanced apprenticeships, and we want clearly to build on that. Big improvements in quality, and I've worked with Matthew Hancock on how we do that through the so-called trailblazer schemes, establishing India in standards. So I think a lot is now happening to improve the quantity and quality of skills. I think we're fundamentally changing the culture so that the old divide, which existed until very recently between the academics who were highly prized and the vocational skills which were devalued, I think that is now changing. We haven't changed it completely, but it is beginning to move in the right direction. But an enormous amount still needs to be done. I don't doubt that.
Matthew.
Well, as Vince says, we've worked incredibly closely together on this agenda, and it's vitally important. And the growth in apprenticeships and skills training that is directly relevant to the workplace is, I think, a big cultural change that we've started to see through, but by no means has it been completed. And one of the things that we've tried to change is the culture for school leavers and college leavers, so that doing no further training is not seen as an option. And instead, that young people should have the opportunity, and it be normal, either to go to university or to go into an apprenticeship, and that the choice should be theirs. And our job in government is to make sure that good opportunities are available on both sides, and that this academic technical divide is reduced. And the way that we've done that is to try to make apprenticeships and the whole skills system more rigorous and more responsive to the needs of businesses and to address these skills shortages. But it is absolutely vital that programme of reform is supported by the investment from the government point of view. And that's why I think that the difficult as they were, the reforms to higher education, which have led to only those who get a good job and become well paid, paying back the full amount of the fees, and therefore led to the record numbers from disadvantaged backgrounds going into university, we've managed to do that alongside increased investment into universities, even though the overall pressure on the department has been very significant.
Okay.
Well, the problem with new system of funding higher education, and particularly undergraduate tuition fees, is that it saddles, on average, a student with £44,000 worth of debt, whereas they were graduating with around £20,000 worth of debt before, and it also saddling the taxpayer with a lot of debt because that a lot of those loans that are given to them are written off. But let me just go to the point that Sue made on FE, and it's good to see you. I've visited the college, and I really do think FE's time has come. I believe that because I look in my own constituency, the numbers going into higher education increased by over 80%. I'm very proud of that during the last government's time in office, but we do need much more an equal focus on the technical and the vocational. I mean, that's what all the employers I've spoken to so many FSB and London First members since I've had this job. That is what everybody's saying. We need to get the vocational and technical space right. I'm very concerned about what's happening in the adult skills budget. I actually worry about the future of some of our colleges as a result of what has been announced. And we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions if we get in and win the if we win the election and get in. Now, some comfort, I suppose, for you will be that we've said that we will protect the education budget in real terms, which would include the 16 to 18 year olds who are doing who are studying in your college. But in terms of the adults, I'm very worried about it. I think if we want, I mean, I think where there is a degree of consensus is that we want to see more parity of esteem between the academic and the non-academic. That's culturally where we need to get to as a country. And so it isn't just a question for me of increasing, say, the numbers of apprenticeships. It's about making sure that we've got the right quality as well, which I'm very concerned about. Nearly 4 in 10 employers who are deemed by the government to be providing apprenticeship don't think of themselves as providing apprenticeship. And if you look at the over 25s, 93% of those who are doing an apprenticeship are actually doing it with somebody who already employed them, which suggests there's a lot of rebadging going on. So a priority for us is not only to increase the numbers, and we're going to use procurement in the same way that many local authorities do to boost the numbers of apprenticeships to do that, but on quality, I want to move more to where Germany is, frankly. And so for us, our apprenticeships, we want to see all of those at level 3, and as a result, most of them will last for at least 2 years. But I really think part of the future for FE is specialisation and working out the niche. And one of the things that Tristram Hunt and I have talked about that we would do if we were elected is setting up institutes of technical education attached to FE colleges so that you can actually really make a virtue of the specialisms of all the colleges. I actually have something similar at Lambeth College in my own constituency. I've got 2 of the 3 sites there. And so that partly inspires our thinking on this.
Okay. And